It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.70 JX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
So yesterday I saw that there was a fire at a local restaurant, and among the patrons getting evacuated from the restaurant was Jack Harlow.
Oh, wow.
This DRB had posted a little blurb about there being a fire there in, I want to say it's the Crescent Hill area, in one of the restaurants. And Jack Harlow was one of the attendees at the time that had to be evacuated. So that's kind of interesting where, you know, you... You're all standing outside watching as the fire department does their thing, and you kind of look over and you see,
oh, hey, Jack.
You're like, oh, here, that's Jack Harlow right there.
Wow.
I know, kind of one of those.
Well, glad everybody got out.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, so this morning on the show, we got a lot to get to, including... some more tickets for Nightmare Run. Now, this is the last weekend for Nightmare Run and the last week for Halloweening season, which has been taking place here on 99.70JX for the past several weeks. So your opportunity to win those tickets on the way. And then we want to know, and we'll get into this in about 1 hour, but what's the craziest place you've snuck into? And I'm sure plenty of people have, like, Waverly Hills stories.
Movie theater.
Churchill Downs stories, maybe, yeah. Things like that. So anyways, it all surrounds our Setting the Bar story, which is which is on the way a little bit later on this hour as well. So that's pretty cool. Hey, and then coming up next, we got a feel-good story.
Yeah, you know, Jelly Roll's been known to stop by prisons to visit and preach.
Yeah, he did it in Kentucky when he just played here last week.
Yep, and he just stopped by a juvenile detention center in Ohio and did something a little different with the kids.
All right, we do feel-good stories every hour throughout the morning. All right, Kelly K.
So, you know, Jelly Roll's been known to stop by prisons to visit and preach to inmates.
Sure.
Because he spent time in jail when he was younger.
Yeah.
And this time he stopped by a juvenile detention center in Ohio and schooled a bunch of kids in spades. He joked that playing cards is more fun than, you know, preaching at them, but he did some of that too, and here's Jelly talking to the kids.
You know, I always think about being a young kid and being in this place. So instead of preaching at y'all, I want to show y'all how bad y'all suck at spades. Oh, you think I just started playing yesterday? Ain't this way cooler than me just sitting here preaching at y'all? How's your spirit? How you feeling here? When I was 14 years old, I caught my first case. And from 14 to 26, I did like 10 years. Question I ask the most every time, what are you doing with your time? Everything that you're loyal to is going to chew you up, spit you out. Brother, it's that neighborhood, them homies, they all turn. They line up around a building and tell on you when you catch a body. I've never seen nobody win this game. No, y'all don't know nobody that won it. The person you're thinking about right now that you think won a game is still barely getting by.
Man, he reminds me of like a Southern Baptist preacher. And the way he talks to, you know, his fans and, you know, people and things like that.
Well, yeah, and he's learned some stuff along the way. He said he's gone to jail 40 times in total, was in and out of facilities for, you know, more than a decade, he said, starting at age 14. And he says he wrote hundreds of songs when he was in a cell.
There you go.
So that's how he used his time.
And in the world of sports. Now, remember last week we told you about the scandal brewing in the Conquer Championship with King Conquer.
Also was the first time I'd ever heard the term conquer.
Meaning chestnuts. I know you probably haven't been able to sleep, racked with worry about the integrity of a sport you literally just learned about, but we have an update for you.
Oh, great. I have been losing sleep over it.
Thank you. Yes, King Conquer, as you recall.
The World Conquer Championships took place on Sunday. One of the committee members, King Conquer, who is, I suppose, like our mascot. It's a bit like the Green Man. He's there to bring good luck and good weather to the championships. He won the men's final with a single shot.
Yeah, single shot.
After the event, he showed a Conquer to a journalist, which was a steel conker.
Yeah, so they keep saying conker. They mean chestnut because they're British. And it's, you know, they're supposed to basically break another chestnut using a swing. And it was revealed.
If it's made of steel, that feels like it's unfair.
Right.
However, it looks exactly like a real conker. So strung the same, colored the same. And so suspicions were immediately aroused that he had used that steel conker rather than the real Conker to play with.
Yeah, so the World Conker Championships were an upheaval.
Yeah, oh man, they're just riddled with scandal.
So he had been competing, King Conker, a.k.a. David, had been competing since 1977. He said, I'm innocent.
Wow.
I'm innocent. It's not what you think.
It's skill and practice.
That's
and
what
not
he
my
said.
Steel Conker.
He said, I've been playing for decades. That's how I won. I didn't win because of some steel conker that you think.
Yeah, no, that's just like souvenir. I don't
and
play with that,
so the update is he has been cleared of cheating.
Oh, great. He used real conker.
I guess the evidence was there. They were like, you know what? You're right. We did some more investigating, and you are now clear, and your name will not have an asterisk next to it under the World Conker Championships.
But maybe we stop, like, parading the steel one around at competition.
I will say
it looks a little fishy.
That because of this scandal, it attracted 256 more players, 2,000 more fans.
Get out. What, do they want to come hang with a cheater? What the heck?
And
they were just like, what is that?
Yeah.
Like, it was this whole thing maybe shone a spotlight that wasn't so bright on the sport before, and now people are all like, that looks fun. I want to do that.
Yeah, I want to do that. But now his name has been cleared, so rest assured, you can now sleep easy knowing that there is honor and there is no scandal in the World Conker Championships.
He's legit.
That's your update.
He is legit King Conker. That's
yes.
Great.
That's your update.
Oh wow! I was really.
I know.
So
I know
glad
you are.
That we circled back to that.
Well,
and
Kelly,
got
I didn't want to leave that hanging in the wind because, like I said, you probably haven't been able to sleep because you were racked with worry.
I haven't. I have been
worried.
So much about that.
Yeah, I can hear it in your voice.
Yes.
All right, so there you go. That's your update on 99.7 EJX. Hey, coming up next, we call it a fun little game. It's more than that, though. It reveals stories about your past. And
there's
it's called
a theme.
Yeah, Little Kid Drunk Adult on the way next. 99.7 EJX. Play a fun little game, shall we? Call it Little Kid or Drunk Adult and introduce you to Kimberly calling us from Bardstown. Hi, Kimberly.
Hey!
Kimberly has blonde hair, drives a Ford Explorer, is a nurse practitioner, and has been happily married for 11 years.
Oh, look at that. That's awesome.
Yes.
Yes.
Kimberly, what's the secret?
He's my best friend.
Aww.
There
it is. I know. I love seeing all the memes that are like, I hate it when you argue with your partner because it's like, you are literally my only friend.
Exactly.
Quit annoying me.
It's so true. Yeah. It's so true.
Exactly.
The struggle's real, yes.
Oh, I love it. I love it. All right, Kimberly, so we're going to play Little Kid Drunk Adult. Kelly's going to explain how the game works.
Yeah, you're going to hear three magical stories, and your task is to figure out, is the star of the story a little kid or a drunk adult at the time? Are you ready?
I'm ready. Yeah. I'm nervous, but ready.
She's nervous, but ready. It's okay. I'm nervous, too.
He gets nervous when he talks to girls.
I do. My armpits get all sweaty and I don't know what to do with my hands.
Like the fog sweats.
Yes,
just like the fog sweats.
Absolutely.
All right, Kimberly, here we go. First one.
I crapped in a hat while driving on a road trip.
All right. Who hasn't?
Okay. It was the emergency.
Oh, gosh.
Number two in a hat.
Yes.
I mean, we've all been there, right?
So
we have not all been there.
I definitely could go either way.
Yeah,
definitely
could.
Either way. But I have kids, and I'm thinking they're on a road trip. They can't pull over. They've got to do something. So I'm going to go with little kid.
Little kid. Okay.
I was almost thinking drunk adult vibes.
Okay.
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
So are you saying
I'm,
drunk adult?
I'm going to say drunk adult on this one.
All right. Kelly's saying drunk adult.
Oh, gosh.
Kimberly's saying little kid.
I was a drunk adult.
Oh,
I hate being right.
No, you don't.
That was my first thought, and then I was like, no, little kid.
Yeah. I know. You know what? When I was in school, I would always talk myself out of the right answer on tests with multiple choice. Yeah, I did that all the time.
My friends and I were heading to the Keys. I ate some sausage for breakfast.
Oh, no, not the sausage.
And it didn't really agree with me. And I also had a few white Russians, which was really not a good choice. And then once we hit the 7-mile bridge,
I got a case of bubble guts, and long story short, I could not hold it, and I ended up crapping in my hat.
Oh my gosh!
The 7 Mile Bridge, that's the one that goes from like the mainland to the Keys, right?
Oh,
and there's nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
Yeah, your body's telling you, sorry, you're not anywhere near a toilet. And this just has to happen now.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, you can't even pull over.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, it's like, I'm sacrificing this hat.
Oh, gosh.
This hat is... Yeah.
And then the rest of y'all don't ever speak of this.
Right, right.
Until she tells us.
Until she tells us. All right, exactly. Kimberly, you're 0 for 1. Here we go, next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I flew out of the passenger seat of a speeding Mustang.
Oh, let's hope that's not a little kid.
So I have kind of a story that's similar to this that I can follow up with this.
Oh my goodness. Okay. I'm my gut's going to say little kid, even though I really hope it's not. I'm just thinking like maybe back in the day they were just trying out somebody's, wasn't wearing their seatbelt, old Mustang, door flew open, something.
Sure. Okay. So are you saying little kid?
Back in the day, we used to live more dangerously, barely wore seatbelts, weren't childhood safety seats.
Right.
Okay. So, you know what? Right. I'll go with you on that.
All right, Kimberly and Kelly both saying little kid.
I was a little kid.
Yes.
What happened?
Oh, listen to this.
My dad was on the fire department, and he had a 1967 Mustang. The door was very heavy. I was very little, and I did not get the door shut all the way. So when he turned a corner... I completely flew out of the side of the car.
So this is crazy because this actually happened when I was picking my twin daughters, Isabel and Sophia, up from elementary school. They were maybe in like second grade, right? My daughter Sophia thought, I wonder what would happen if I just open, like pull this handle here.
Oh my gosh.
And she pulled the handle of the back seat right as I'm turning left. And she was on the right side, you know, on the passenger side, and she starts to fall out, and I'm like, and I see it happen, and I grab her, and it was crazy.
You grabbed her, and she stopped her before she exited the door. Oh, my gosh.
Exactly. Crazy. So that is actually something that
It must have been okay, but my goodness.
I know, right?
I know. I was wondering that.
All right. So, Kimberly, you got one right, one wrong. Last one. Here we go. Little kid, drunk adult.
In the middle of the night, I peed into the vent at the end of my bed.
Oh, wow. There's a lot of bathroom happening in this episode.
There is. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Well, you're a nurse practitioner. You deal with it. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I actually just had to clean up my daughter's pukes.
Listen, we're all pros here.
At home.
You're
in it.
Pros.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes. So my gut tells me little kid, because actually my son used to sleepwalk and has peed in multiple places. So
was I your son? That literally was me.
I used to catch my sister when I caught her crouching over her shoes in the closet.
Yeah, you know, we all do.
I stopped her, I think, before it happened.
All right, so Kimberly's saying little kid. Kelly, what are you thinking?
Okay.
All right, Kelly's agreeing with you. All right.
I was a little kid.
Yeah, little kid. That. There it is. Coming back with the wind.
I would sleepwalk as a kid and oftentimes would sleepwalk in the middle of the night when I had to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
And so one of the places I chose to use the bathroom while asleep, but walking, was at the vent at the end of my bed. My parents were actually downstairs watching a movie at the time. And they just see this water liquid coming down through the vent. So they rush upstairs to see what's going on. And they find me squatted over the vent, peeing.
My
eyes are open, but I'm asleep. Eyes glazed over. I have no recollection of it. I only know what they told me the next day. That's always been a hilarious story at the family table.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. That's one that keeps getting told over the years for sure.
Oh. Hey, Kimberly, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Congrats. You're a winner.
Nice comeback.
I'll take it. I'm just happy I didn't get 0. That's all I was saying.
I know. You don't want to be in that camp, that's for sure. Hey, thank you so much for hanging out with the show this morning. And hang on the line. We're going to get a little bit more information from you, okay?
Great, thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks. Have a great day. Don't hang up. Okay, yay.
All right, we need more of your stories, okay?
Yeah, we do. So if you've got one, just take your little phone. There's got a little voice note app, right? So you just open that up and you just tell the story. Start with giving us a little teaser, reveal the answer, then finish the story. Email it, benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
Taylor Swift Eras Tour tickets are priceless for many. It's 99.7 DJX. If you're lucky enough to get your hands on a pair, man, you could either enjoy a night of fun at the Eras Tour like many have done already with the return of the Eras Tour to the United States. Or you can sell it for big bucks, you know, whatever you want to do.
Sure.
This is a setting the bar story, and it's what, Kelly?
It's an example of what not to do, or right, a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without, oh, I don't know, pretending to be a security guard in order to get into a Taylor Swift concert for free, then you're doing okay.
Oh, dang it. Yeah, it's not the best way to go about it.
Yeah, his name's Ivan. He's 44.
Oh, wow.
That's
a typical Swifty, but okay.
Yeah, motive's a little bit unknown, though.
All right.
So what actual security guards, they saw Ivan wearing a suit, a official-looking badge around his neck.
Mm-hmm.
He had told cops he'd been hired by four women to escort them into the Eras Tour show.
Sure.
Didn't have a ticket. Security guards called the police when they saw him down near the floor and field area. So, yeah, Ivan was able to weasel his way to pretty good seats, right? So police, when they got there, they talked to the women that Ivan apparently said hired him.
I was going to ask, has anybody asked the women if they hired him?
They did say, well, he was our Uber.
but is a little different job description.
Right, right. But they didn't hire him for security and didn't know why he was wearing a badge.
Yep, nope. You don't need a badge to be an Uber driver, for sure.
Yeah, so I guess now he's facing charges for impersonating an officer, interfering with a sporting or entertainment event, and listed as a rideshare driver in the police report, not, in fact, security, as he had said. So
clever, though.
Yeah.
Clever, though. He's like, you know what? I'm going to get in and see the show. I'm just going to say, you know, security, they probably don't need a ticket, right? Let's do that.
Look, I can't necessarily fault him for the method with which he did it, because I, for a long time, have said, you know what? Act like you're supposed to be there.
Oh, really?
Act like you're supposed to be there.
It just didn't work out this time.
Didn't work out this time, but
maybe better luck next time? Is that what we're saying?
Well, I mean, maybe.
I don't think we should say that.
maybe.
I don't think we say that.
I will say that one of the stories that I've told on the show originated out of me just going, welp, I'm just going to act like I'm supposed to be there.
Uh-huh.
When I got detained by the FBI.
Oh!
For trying to sneak onto the, restricted area.
Uh-huh.
Of when the Unabomber Timothy McVeigh was being held and executed. So.
Wow. Okay, so what I'm hearing you say is your advice of just act like you're supposed to be there hasn't really worked out in either of your examples.
Well, the way you say that, it doesn't sound like it did,
right,
but that happened to me a long time ago, and I've since learned how to do it.
Lessons learned how to do it. Okay.
I've learned.
See, well, lessons learned how to do it means that you were able to pull it off successfully.
Do you have a successful example
you'd like to share of how acting like you belong there worked?
Yeah, I mean, I think I have. Oh. You know, I'm sure there have been things that I've walked into and said, you know what, I'm supposed to be here, and they're like, you know what, I believe you.
Overall, in general, though, we don't condone that.
Right, exactly. All right, so that's why that's the setting the bar story, friends.
Okay.
Don't be like Ivan, all right?
Clever, though.
44-year-old dude who wanted to just sneak into a Taylor Swift concert, so he pretended he was a security guard.
I mean, the mugshot, he looks a little defeated. Like, he's like, dang it, I didn't get to see the show.
I rented the suit for nothing!
And now I've got problems.
I know. That is your setting the bar story, but what I would love to hear are the stories that you have of the craziest places you've snuck into.
Oh, wow. All right.
You know, there's a statute of limitations. I'm sure you're fine now.
I'm sure it's fine now to talk about.
How long before you were discovered?
Uh-huh.
Were you ever discovered?
Okay.
We'll take your stories on the way.
It's going to be a productive conversation.
What do you mean a productive conversation? Yes, I know you, little Miss Goody Two Shoes, probably don't have any sort of stories of the such.
I don't. I think the worst I did was sneak candy into the movie theater.
But the rest of us who have retractable morals. may have a story or two.
This is the retractable moral segment.
Yeah. All right. Those on the way here on 99.7 DJX. You know, one of my unwritten rules of life, act like you're supposed to be there and you will. It's 99.7 DJX. Maybe that's a metaphor for other things, you know? Act like you want to be in the position that you are going for and you will, you know? Act like, go for the job you want. Act like you're already in the job and maybe you'll get it. Or act like you're supposed to be somewhere where you're not and sneak in.
And that's kind of how we got here. That's the lane, right?
Yeah, craziest place you snuck into. I got detained by the FBI one time because I had a radio station staff t-shirt on. And I thought, you know what? It says staff on my shirt. I'm probably...
Looks legit.
All right. You know, I'm sure I've got the credentials I need. So I just started walking to a restricted area thinking that I could go bypass all of the, you know, credentials and everything when...
Because it says staff.
Yeah. When I was trying to get back for the federal penitentiary there for Timothy McVeigh, and the FBI came over in their little golf cart was like, hey,
I need to see your ID and your credentials.
What you doing? Yep. What you doing? I was like, oh, I'm just headed right over there. They're like,
just, you know, with the rest of the press.
They're like, are you now? They're like, do you got credentials? I'm like, I got this shirt that says staff on. They were like, why don't you come with us?
Shocking they didn't take that. Shocking.
You know, look, I was, what, 22? I didn't know.
Yeah. I did wear a t-shirt that said, I'm with the band to a concert. And many people stopped me and asked if I was indeed with the band.
Did it get you anywhere?
I didn't use it to try to get
backstage. See, then that's not the story. All right. hey, Brittany. So you've got a sneaking in story?
Little bit. It wasn't that bad.
All right.
We actually won tickets from you guys to see Janet.
Oh, very nice.
Lovely, but we kind of wanted to be a little bit closer. Oh. So after the opening acts and whatnot, a friend of mine walked by first, and they said that security wasn't being too strict on it. So I basically had my son with me, who's older. Uh-huh. I was like, just hold on tight, and we're just going to walk through. Don't pay any attention, and I'm going to act like I'm on my phone. And we just kind of smiled, nodded at security. I was pretended to be talking to somebody and just walked on through and got down to the floor seat. And that's where we spent the rest of the evening.
Look at you. See, again, using the... act like you're supposed to be there impressive method to get where you want to go. And it worked.
Yes. And I was just telling my son, I was like, oh, because he's in the car with me. I was like, we have a similar story. He's like, what? And I said, remember the
Janet
concert.
He didn't even know. He was an accomplice.
No. Yeah, no, he goes, I thought we were just going to meet a friend. I was like, dude, I was like, that's not where our tickets were. Do you remember where we started the show? That's where our tickets were.
What I'm hearing really is who's at fault is 99.7 DJX for not giving you proper seats to see Janet.
I mean, maybe, but I was so appreciative. I just made the best of it.
I love it. Brittany, thank you so much. That's a great story.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You
That's
too.
That's phenomenal. I'm just going to act like I'm on my phone. Just walk behind me.
That's
just
right.
Know.
That's
you know
right.
Just, we're walking through. We're in a hurry because we got to get to, our seats.
Yeah. Jamie texted and said, snuck into a meet and greet for a well-known artist. Line started forming. I noticed it, hopped in the back, and just walked right in.
Oh, my
act
goodness.
Act like you belong confidently. See, that's the thing. Act like you're supposed to be there.
But typically, you have passes.
I know.
They give you passes, and they're normally strict about checking those passes, especially if they're big names.
We're not saying this is going to work every time, but sometimes you can slip through the cracks.
Oh, see, it's that fear, though, of the one time that it's not going to work. That would happen to me.
I remember
to pull anything like that.
I remember a long time ago, we had a call from a guy who had snuck into the Barnes Table Brown party and around Derby time and wound up making out with Tara Reid. Remember actress Tara Reid from American Pie and stuff like that? But yeah.
Wow.
he snuck into the Barnes Table Brown party and wound up making out with a celebrity. I mean,
what a night. What a night indeed.
Hannah said, I actually snuck into the concert, the Taylor Swift concert there in Phoenix, opening night of her tour. Only got to see four songs before I got kicked out, but the high of making it in was what made the night.
Yeah, there you go. Yes. Now, my husband actually didn't sneak in, but bought tickets from who he thought was a legit source right outside the palace when Prince was performing. And so he got it, and like this guy escorted them to the seats. Turns out they were not open seats, and they paid this guy $100. So they saw two songs and then were escorted out, and they did get their money back. Thank goodness.
Worth it.
I know.
Matthew, Millionaires Row Club at Churchill Downs during the Kentucky Derby back in 2019. Yeah, again, Churchill Downs. Yeah. Listen, if anybody works at Churchill Downs, just turn the other way. Because...
Turn the radio down and come back later.
Because listen, that is another area where you can, if you are confident enough, sometimes you can just roll in and go, you're like, hey, I'm supposed to be here.
It's hard to have security everywhere.
right, exactly. Exactly. Especially in like an Oaks or a Derby where it's so crazy busy.
Yeah, for sure.
Again, just kind of act like you're supposed to be there. Anyways, good stories.
Yeah, Tanya said going to see another movie with no ticket. Sorry, my life isn't exciting as everyone else here.
You mean like going to the movie theaters and then like, leaving.
I got two movies instead of one.
And then walking out and then going, you know what I could do? I could just dip into another movie theater.
I'm just gonna go in there too.
Oh, Tanya, you crazy. She's
living on the edge.
Oh, shoot. Well, yeah, I mean, same like Alyssa, not all too crazy, but some friends swiped me into their dining center at college and they had a bunch of different ice creams behind the counter where employees go, no one was there. We wanted ice cream. So I went in there and started scooping ice cream.
Oh my gosh.
This poor employee came up to me in a small voice and said, do you work here? I obviously did not. I was in normal clothes and not their uniform. Hashtag wild and crazy.
And then you say, yes, I'm just off duty.
Yes, tonight I am.
Yep.
All right, good stories. Thank you for the calls there on 99.7 DJX. Maybe in group therapy coming up. Now, we've said for years on this show, don't dip the pen in the company ink, especially when it comes to dating, right?
Right, dating like coworkers, bosses typically don't work out well, except for it did for you. You married one. You married a coworker.
Yeah, it's 99.7 DJX. I mean, my wife and I, we met while we were both at work, and then, yes, love blossomed from there in the walk-in freezer.
Oh, my. The walk-in freezer got a little steamy.
The walk-in freezer.
All right.
Listen, you know what? That frozen bread in there, they ain't talking.
Okay, then. All right.
They ain't talking. Anyways, we're not talking about me.
No, and we're not even talking about work.
Well, but it's similar to.
It could be in the same lane.
Yeah,
maybe.
I was going to say, because it's kind of in the whole, hey, if you're in close proximity with someone.
And it doesn't work out. Could be awkward.
Yeah, it could be awkward. And that's where Mandy's rolling in. And she's like, yeah, not necessarily a work situation. You're the only people I'm telling this to because I don't want everyone to blow it up and make a big deal out of it.
Gotcha. Until we decide if we want to.
Well, until you and I get a hold of it, Kelly, and then we blow it up and make a big deal out of
it. It's kind of our specialty.
It's kind of what we do. So anyways, it's kind of like dating someone who's in close proximity with you. And we're not necessarily talking a relative. Okay.
No.
Not necessarily.
Although we've gone down that
We have before. Gone down that too. Yeah. We'll get to Mandy's group therapy coming up here next on 99.7 DJX. Hashtag love in the walk-in freezer.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, got a quick question for y'all. You're the only people I'm telling this to because I don't want to make a big deal out of it.
All right.
I really like this guy who lives a few apartments down from me in the same complex. We're very friendly with one another. I've been to a party at his place a few times over the past year. I'm almost 100% sure he's single.
All right.
My only hang up is, he lives so close.
Yeah.
Is getting involved with someone who lives in your building a bad idea? Like I said, we're just friends now, but I would really like to explore a more than friends relationship, but I'm afraid of making it awkward. Should I just go for it? I'm afraid if things don't go well, I will literally have to move so I don't have to risk running into them every day. What do you guys think of this? Thank you, and please call me Mandy.
Mandy, I say go for it. You only live once. If things get awkward, then you know what? You're both mature adults. You can just understand that that is what it is. It's water under the bridge, and you move on.
Oh, yes.
We're done.
That works well if both of you have decided the relationship is not for you.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Many times, and maybe Mandy may not be the case.
And maybe Mandy knows from her past experiences that she isn't the best when it comes to breakups.
Right. Well, if she's not the one that chose the breakup.
Right. And maybe she understands from her past how she operates as a human being.
And it could be torturous for her.
And it could be awkward, yeah.
If he rejects her and she really liked him, and then she's got to be, you know, faced with having to run into him every day or a lot or all the things. But nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Yeah. I mean, okay. So we are kind of talking out of both ends because... We would say if they were at a job together, no.
Right, right. But they're not working together.
No, they're not working together, but they're literally next to each other.
Right. Well, okay, so here's my question is, has she gotten vibes that from him that he may be open to that idea? Because if she's never gotten any sort of inkling that she is anywhere able to be outside of the friend zone with this guy.
I think she's messaging us because she's getting that. Like, okay. I don't
You're
think...
You're assuming that.
I am assuming. Okay. I'm assuming that she has done her due diligence. She has poked him in the belly and he's giggled. And...
Poked him? What is it with you and poking?
Well, it's just like a little flirting, you know?
How you flirt, you poke?
You know, she said she's gone to a couple of his parties before.
You're a poker? Is that what we're learning about you?
It's like, beep, you know, hey, you know what happens in the walk-in freezer stays in the walk-in freezer.
Okay. Okie dokies. Tess says, as a landlord, heck no.
Oh, really?
I wonder if our romantic dreams so, that we're listen, running with right now.
I wonder if, Tess, and maybe you can elaborate on this, and since you're not on the phone, I'm just going to go ahead and put words in your mouth, that you have run into situations where tenants have dated one another, and then they break up,
and it
but
bad.
Then but it goes bad in the sense that the other one goes over and trashes your property.
Oh, wow. We went that far.
Yeah, that's what I'm... Yeah. That's the only reason I can think as a landlord why a landlord would say...
Measures.
Yeah, I was going to say why a landlord would advise against doing something like that is because of the retaliation and taking out frustrations on doors, windows,
walls. Well, I guess, again,
walls.
We're assuming more stuff about Mandy that she's a healthy, stable person that could handle if it doesn't go well. It would just be awkward and she wouldn't like it.
Walk-in freezers. Yeah, all that.
What happened in that walk-in freezer?
Listen, I told you. What happens in the walk-in freezer, only Elizabeth and I know.
Great. All right. So glad you keep bringing it up.
Right. You brought it up, didn't you?
You broke up a lot. No.
Yeah,
you
yes.
All I said was that you dated a coworker and married her.
You brought it up.
You brought up the walk-in freezer and the poking.
Listen, you brought it up. And then all of a sudden, a avalanche of memories come flooding back.
Okay.
And you know what? Hey, what happens in the walk-in freezer? Listen, people who work in the food industry, have dated coworkers in the food industry, understand the walk-in freezer.
Okay. All right. But you don't have, not all of your memories need to come out of your mouth out loud. I'm just saying.
Well, what fun would that be, Kelly? All right. 502-795-1997.
Oh, Jamie says it's a thing, Kelly. I know. All right. Okay.
What are we talking about dating the people
freezer,
in the,
oh, the walk-in freezer? We're still in your freezer.
Have we again veered off of Mandy's situation?
We did. 1,000%.
Again,
you
your
hijacked
fault.
Mandy's situation.
I didn't.
You did.
So anyways, 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your story. Maybe you've literally dated someone in your own apartment complex. All right. Or maybe like Tess, the landlord, you have seen it all go down and what can happen. Maybe you have a story to go along with. That's what we need, all right?
Okay.
We need more of those stories and less walk-in freezer stories.
Yes, Mandy needs some tangible advice that she can incorporate in her life.
All right. You want me to get Elizabeth on the phone here?
No, I don't think we need to discuss it any further. I'm sure all that right. She would agree.
I mean, look, she's discreet. She's very ladylike. She would never reveal anything.
Exactly,
she understands.
Which is why we don't need to take the conversation any further. I think
she understands enough. What happens in the walk-in freezer stays there.
Right. And she's just like, hey, I'm sure she's, you don't have to share everything.
It's all right. It's 99.7 DJX. All right, let's play a song. We'll get more of your stories coming up here next. We're 99.7 DJX. When love is literally next door. It's 99.7 DJX.
Possibly.
Possibly. Mandy is in this situation where she's like, hey, there's a guy that lives right down the hall from me or right next door to me who I really kind of like. Been over to his place a few times for a party. We're just friends, but wanting to kind of take it into a more than friends sort of zone, worried because they live so close to each other, if it doesn't work out, she's going to have to move.
Yeah, and so we've got a couple of people saying, yeah, those are valid concerns. Tess says, as a landlord, heck no. When one moves, you know, you either one or both could end up moving if it doesn't work out. Got another text from a listener. It's easier to avoid or ignore a neighbor if things go bad than a coworker.
That's true.
That you have to interact with. Nothing says Mandy has to move if it goes bad. Maybe he would, or maybe you just act like adults and move on.
Yeah, Brandy says, coming from experience now, I wouldn't date anyone I work with or live that close to. Because if it doesn't work out, he's right there to harass you, to stalk you, to see you may have who you have coming in and going and leaving, and it would be beyond stressful. Yeah, I didn't think about that. Like, what if it doesn't work out, and then all of a sudden you start dating someone else, and
he's
then all
like
of a sudden
a jealous rager, yeah.
Yeah, he starts to see that. But you know what? If like she says she's been over to his parties for a year, like
yeah,
she
I feel like she knows like she what kind of guy he
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I was gonna say I feel like she's got the vibe on this guy,
yeah.
and that he's not some jealous weirdo who is going to freak out. I mean, I don't know. I still think YOLO, you only live once.
Sure.
And
maybe we just, it starts with like, you know, she just invites him over and, you know, keeping it casual and just like, again, dipping the toe, send out some vibes, see if you're getting them back. And if not, then you don't even have to go jump in the pool.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
We did get a text from a listener. I think Mandy needs to understand that there's big risk, big reward at play here. Big risk being that he could be a jerk and a stalker. And if things go bad and if it doesn't work out, then that's the thing. The reward could be he could be the love of her life, lifelong friend. I think the other question is how great is her current apartment and could she or would she be willing to relocate if it doesn't work out? And I also have a walk-in freezer kissing story.
We can't get out of the freezer. We can't get out. Of the kissing freezer.
Listen, we all know if we've worked in food service at any point in our life and you date a coworker, what happens in the walk-in freezer stays okay. In the walk-in freezer.
All right. But if we're in an apartment complex right now. That's not a factor.
Ashlyn says, when's your lease up? Wait till closer to that.
Oh, so you can just
right.
go
yeah,
find
you can
another
bail.
Place
right.
without
right.
paying fees.
Exactly. It's like, all right, okay. Listen, I've got a 30-day notice for when I have to give my notice or when I want
to
move out.
Now's the time to make my move.
If I make my move now, I'm still within the window of
okay.
getting out at the right time.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I think, you know, just let's throw the vibe out there. If he seems to be reciprocal and is kind of being flirty back, then I think maybe go for it. Because this could be a great story. It could be a great love story of how the universe brought you together.
Yep, absolutely. So, yes, Mandy, give us an update. Shoot your shot, because you're always going to wonder what if.
We need to know for closure. But Benjamin's saying if you're already planning for the breakup, maybe don't date him. Well, listen, it's valid concern to kind of mull over all of the possible endings here. I know it's not a romantic thought to overthink it before it even begins.
Right.
But I think in today's world, it's smart to be a little logistical in the thought process.
Elizabeth, not my wife, says not the walk-in freezer, but the catering room and the creepy basement where we stored all the catering equipment.
Wow.
See? I mean, those places...
Are we segueing into, like, sassy
listen,
food
those,
industry dating stories?
Those places don't talk.
Okay. All right.
Justin, I worked at Baskin-Robbins. Ben, don't even get me started on the freezer. All right.
We'll wow, you guys are sassy.
Hey, it's all good. It's all good. Hashtag walk-in freezer love.
Wow. If the freezer could talk, though, it'd have stories to tell.
Yeah.
Sounds like.
That's right. WG Grinders Bexley. Hey, hey.
Wow. It was named Grinders. It was. That's the best part of the story.
All right. There you go. Kate, keep us posted, Mandy. I think we're all saying go for it. Good luck.
Yes.
And let us know what happens. All right. Back by popular demand, we're playing a fun little game called the radio version of the New York Times game, Connections.
Back by popular demand, indeed.
Yeah,
from
we had
Ben Davis.
We literally had people that were like, don't let it go.
Okay, all right.
Could have just been one, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say hi to Linda calling us from St. Matthews. Hi, Linda.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, Linda, have you ever played this game before or were
Don't
ever heard
her.
Of it?
Don't ask her.
I'm just asking.
Never.
Okay. This is going to be great. It's going to be great. I wish you could see Ben's face right now. It's going to be great. This is going to be amazing.
Oh my
so
goodness.
This is a radio version of the wildly popular New York
wildly
Times
popular.
Game, which goes in the same line. Linda, have you ever heard of Wordle?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, good. Yay. Have you ever played it?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
All right.
All right, so again.
I'm not sure if I believe you. I think
is,
she wants to tell you what you want to hear, but
right,
that's okay.
You.
Let's move on.
Anyways, it's... It's along the same lines as that. We're going to give you four words. You're going to determine the connection between them. Linda's got brown hair, drives a Forte, is an ER tech, and is married.
Nice.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, yep. So let me give you an example for people playing at home and for you, Linda. If I said Shelbyville, Lexington, Bardstown, and Penile, you obviously would say...
Cities in Kentucky?
Roads.
Yeah, roads in Kentucky. You'd obviously
yes,
say roads in
obviously.
Kentucky. Obviously.
Yes. Okay.
All right, here we go. For real. Now, this is for good.
This for points.
Moist. Rich, buttery, fluffy. What is the connection between those four words? Moist,
okay.
Rich, buttery, fluffy.
I got an answer if you don't.
Cake or biscuit.
You know what?
Yep.
I'm gonna go ahead and give that to you.
Yes.
Words to describe
cake.
Yes.
Yes.
See, Linda,
oh.
You're great at this game.
Slaying the game already.
Listen, we're just one question in. I still got three more to go. Right?
Now, he's like,
you
can
got two
we
more
quit
to go.
Now?
Listen. All right. Here we go. Next one. Cornhole, spike ball, horseshoes, bocce ball. What's the connection?
Things you play with a beanbag.
I was going to say backyard games.
Yeah, outside backyard games. Yeah, sure. I'll give
okay.
you guys a combined point on that one.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Two for two, Linda. See, you're doing great.
Great. Let's keep going.
Last one. Find the connection. Buck. Dough. Cheddar. Bacon.
Buck, dough, cheddar, and bacon.
Yeah. Buck, dough, cheddar, bacon.
And that's dough as in D-O-U-G-H,
Linda,
right?
You don't need to say anything!
I'm just saying it matters, doesn't it?
Of course it does, but it's... Kelly, you're
ruining... Is it, like, different words for money?
Money, yes!
Know.
Yes!
That's exactly what
okay.
it is!
Okay! Well, listen, if it was
nicknames
D-O-E,
for money.
That's different, right?
Well, yes, but that's part of the fun,
Kelly. Oh, sorry. Did I suck the fun out of it again?
Yes, you always are a fun sucker. Kelly the fun sucker. By the way, Ashley
she
texts in and says, Ben, we do not say the M word. Oh, moist. We were talking
moist. Oh, yeah. I was already offended. I was offended and triggered at the top of this game because of that. Yes.
All right. Yes. Well, hey, Linda, congratulations. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. You know what? We're going to hook you up. You're a winner because, yes, you win in life and you win on this show.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes. Welcome. Well, you know what? She was really good. She was great.
She was great. All right, there you go. That is Radio Connections. I'm going to put you on hold a quick sec, okay, Linda? We got to get a little bit more information from you, all right?
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks.
Awesome. Oh, look, your game lives to another day.
Kelly.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Sometimes.
It's a great game.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Well, we'll play something tomorrow for more prizes. I don't know if Kelly will allow another Radio Connections or not.
Oh, I'm along for the ride.
And by the way, we need to say a big congratulations to one Mr. Jeff Liu. Jeff Liu is headed to Europe.
Oh. Wow, really?
Yeah, he was a bit taken aback when he heard the news.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah, Jeff.
Wow.
Venice, Paris, London. I mean, that is quite the trip. 10 days, 9 nights, VIP extravaganza, Jeff. And it's you, buddy.
I just want a VIP experience to London, Paris, and Venice.
Yeah, it sounded like you said Linden, but it's actually London.
It sounds like he'd be excited to go to London, too.
You know what? Maybe he lives in London. I don't know. Maybe he's like, you know what? I'm going to London.
Oh, my gosh.
Or...
That is the sound of a guy who definitely never thought he'd win in a million years.
No, exactly. No, this is a guy that lives in Goose Creek that's like, man, I always wondered what it would be like to live in Linden.
And now I get to go. Thanks to my favorite radio station.
It's so weird that I get to go to Linden and then to Paris.
London and Paris.
And then to Venice. So wild.
Wow.
So anyways, we're just joshing with you, Jeff.
I hope he's got his passport good to go.
Nah, I'm sure
that also sounds like a guy that might not have his passport ready to go.
He's like, don't need one. Going to Linden. I don't need a passport to go to Westport Road. It's fine. No. We're good.
Don't need a passport to go to Paris, Kentucky either.
That's right. Anyways, congratulations, Jeff. We're so excited for you. We have more winning, more experiences on the way to be announced soon here on 99.7 DJX. Coming up next, I don't know. You know, sometimes, you know, we get these messages. And I'm like,
And then we put it on the show.
And then I go, you know what?
Let's talk about it.
Why not? All right. So, Anna, you're getting your time to shine. She's a listener. She's having an issue with the potential of her boyfriend's new doctor. Like, he's getting a new one. And she's like, nope, putting the foot down. Got this DM from a listener. We'll call Anna.
Yes. Anna says, hey, guys, my boyfriend's doctor is retiring, and so he's going to get a new one. I expressed that I would like him to have a male doctor since I don't want another woman looking and touching his ding-a-ling. I understand it's for a professional job, but it still makes me uncomfortable. His response was, I get who I get. WTH, am I asking too much or overreacting? Thanks, Anna.
That's an interesting one.
Okay.
Like, I don't want to, like, judge her too much. But I do feel like, hey, it's professional. The doctor's going to be professional. It's going to be fine. Let's not worry about it.
I mean, chances are he's not going to get this new lady doctor he's attracted to. I mean, how often does that happen unless you're on Grey's Anatomy?
Oh.
Did I just say that out loud?
Is there anyone within the sound of our voice who crossed the line of doctor patient and then had to change their doctor because
that is incredibly risky, isn't it? Like, can't you run the risk of like losing your license over stuff like that?
Well, wouldn't you just then I've got to stop seeing you. You know, I've got to stop seeing you as a patient and then now everything's fine.
Isn't that, okay, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Isn't that the caveat in that whole thing?
All that.
I mean, in my brain, that's how it works.
Okay. Well, and on Grey's Anatomy, they don't seem to care about that.
They don't seem to care at all.
But it's always the doctors hooking up with the doctors.
Yes,
though.
Doctor.
I don't know if I've ever seen the doctors hooking up with the patients a lot on that show.
Yeah, see, they have.
Except for wait, long time. This is going way back, but mm-hmm. Denny and what was her face? Remember Denny?
No. Yes. Yeah, I do.
And the blonde. What was her name again? It's been a long time since.
Now, Haley said she's overreacting. My gyno is a male, and he's the absolute best, and was fantastic when delivering my daughter.
Okay.
I do remember. Yeah, my wife had male gynecologists for.
I've had mostly males. Yeah.
Yeah, the birth of the kids, but now I think she goes to a female. Now, right. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's Izzy and Denny. Yes, thank you, Heather. Yes, Izzy and Denny. Oh, that was
were they
so
patient?
Romantic.
Were they patient? And
well, Izzy, yes, Denny was a patient. Izzy was a doctor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
And he died, and it was the saddest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, hey, spoiler alert! What if I wanted to go back and watch it?
Oh, it was like a million years ago.
All right. Anyways. I don't think that's an issue. Like, I think you need to kind of, it's
well,
gonna
we're
be.
We're jumping to conclusions here because we don't know who his next doctor is going to be. She's already putting it out there, just saying.
Well, maybe
if it's a girl, yeah. I'm saying nope.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's like maybe there's two doctors in the practice, and one of them was the dude that retired, and the other one is a female. You know, I don't know.
Alex and Rebecca got another text. Alex and Rebecca.
Who are they? You're saying random names that I don't know.
It's another Grey's Anatomy couple, doctor patient. Yeah. So they're tossing out proof that there can be romances between doctors and patients. I don't think it's helping in this space.
But I'm saying that's in Hollywood.
Right.
That's in Hollywood. That's not real life.
Right. So and Anna wouldn't have to worry about that. With her boyfriend.
Right, but I don't know.
New doctor, which may or may not be a lady. We don't even know.
Right, so is there a profession? Let's put this out there. Is there a profession where you wouldn't want the opposite sex?
Well, I would think gynecologist, but there's a lot of us that have the opposite sex. You know, we have a man as a gynecologist.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, and that's fine, right?
Yeah. It's fine.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe as a guy, I could understand being a little, I don't know.
My husband's never once entertained like, hey, who's your doctor? Am I comfortable with that? No. It's like, no, they're medical providers.
It'd be like who you as a patient are comfortable with.
Exactly.
I mean, that would be the most important thing.
Yes,
not whether
exactly.
Your spouse is okay with it.
Exactly. So she needs to just... you know, stay out of it. If her doctor, if her boyfriend is comfortable with whatever doctor he's given, that's his choice. End of story. We don't say anything because it really makes her look insecure.
Yeah. And that's why I say, I don't want to like jump on her too much, but let's just pretend like you didn't message us and just go. And...
Now she looks like a young supermodel. Okay. I could see where you're a little weirded out by it, but
really
this has not happened
still
yet.
it's still professional, you know.
Yes, it is.
Okay,
it is. But see, the fact that she's even nervous about that,
so
then
maybe
is there some trust issues already in
all right, so maybe let's go ahead and put words in her mouth since she's not on the phone.
Okay,
maybe her boyfriend has hooked up or strayed with others that are, you know, that he's supposed to be in business with.
If that detail is a part of the story, then okay.
Uh-huh.
But again, nothing's happened yet. So let's wait and see what the situation is. And again, it's her boyfriend's doctor. It's a strictly professional relationship.
Yeah, see, that's what I think
we don't worry about it.
I think, you know, doctors are professionals and they understand there's a line.
Yes.
And they can compartmentalize those things.
Right.
Until they can't.
Until they turn their head and cough.
And then I want to hear those stories.
Stop! Why are you always like drudging through the smut?
Well, why not? What else are we going to do? Yeah, okay.
Oh.
I understand.
Out of the two of us, you guys understand who the gossip queen is, right?
Listen, you also understand that I have a half a semester of pre-med.
Right.
So I have lived this world for a half a semester.
You lived the world, yes.
Yeah, so I understand that yes, there is a rule against probably, you know, dating patients. But as soon as you realize that maybe there's a spark, maybe you go, hey, I don't want you to...
Find you another doctor.
Yeah, let's find you another doctor.
Okay.
All right.
So that we can play doctor at home. Got it.
All right, 502-795-1997. Let's see where this goes. All right.
What are you asking for?
Everything.
Okay.
I want Grey's Anatomy stuff.
If you've got Grey's Anatomy-like stories, Ben wants to hear it.
Or anything that you feel is relevant.
Any sort of salacious.
Oh, I want it all.
Yeah, okay.
502-795-1997. Can't wait to hear some of your stories. Also, one of our resident doctors who listens, Dr. Aaron, she's checked in. We'll let you know what she has to say on the way. Somehow we got into this conversation about kind of a Grey's Anatomy situation where a doctor might fall in love with the patient.
We asked if that happened because that's what Anna was worried about happening if her boyfriend got a female doctor.
Yeah.
Now that his is retiring. She was like, wants to shut it down. And I was like, well, that's kind of unlikely. And then, you know, unless it's Grey's Anatomy.
And Kelly was trying to toss and remember names of who the characters were. And who was it?
It was Izzy. Izzy fell in love with Denny.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Lost her job. Kelly, come on.
Yes. Oh, yes. She did, didn't she? Okay. She. Oh, that was bad. It was bad, but it was romantic. Okay. Oh, it was tragic.
All right. All right. We got it. Anyways.
Oh, by the way, Dr. Aaron says we can't date patients, especially me, since I work in pediatrics.
Yeah, that would be awkward.
That would be awkward. Yeah, yeah. That's frowned upon.
Yeah, that's frowned upon. So I wanted to know, do you have any stories of like doctor patient sort of things? We're going to go ahead and keep you anonymous. What's your story?
I dated a guy and then I was having my second C-section. Turns out he was the anesthesiologist for me and, you know, being a woman all out there in front of him. Yep. And so this guy that I did, I was like, oh, hey, this is awkward.
So
wait, you ended up dating him?
I dated him before, like 3-4 years before.
Gotcha.
Okay, okay, okay.
My husband and got married.
Yes.
And then like walk in and he introduced himself. He's like, hey. And he looked at me all the time. I was like, okay.
Oh, oh yes. When you have intimate knowledge of your providers from a previous time, my God. Yes.
Your husband's like, wait, do you know each other?
Literally, no, that's what happened.
That is so funny.
That's wild.
Where you're like, hang on a second. You guys know each other?
Yes, which, I mean, again, that is just such a wild situation. In that room, you're meeting all these strangers, and you're exposed unlike ever before.
Especially if you never made it to that base.
Right? Oh, yeah.
You know?
We didn't ask for that detail. We're just assuming.
Right, exactly. Like, how awkward would that be? If you never made it to that base, you broke up, and then you wound up getting with your husband, and then all of a sudden he walks in as you're up on the table, and you're like, oh.
With everything exposed. Oh,
well, again, professionals.
Clinical. Yes.
It's all clinical.
Right.
It's all clinical. All right. Okay. Well, hey, thanks for the stories. What are we saying with her?
With
don't
Anna,
worry,
is it, yeah, don't worry
yeah,
about
don't
it.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, yeah, it's, yeah.
First of all, we don't even know if he's getting a lady doctor.
That's right. Let's not worry about it. All right. Well, hey, good luck. Thanks for reaching out. And keep us posted on 99.7 DJX. Time to get to a classic phone tap.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh, my God. Who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Caroline said, hey, Ben and Kelly, my sister recently sold her house. We'll be renting again for the first time in at least a decade.
Mm.
She's been looking at apartments, told me how shocked she was at all the personal information she had to give just to fill out an application.
Oh, my.
And I told her that's the way things have been for a long time, but she's still shocked.
Okay.
It's her birthday this week. I was hoping you could use a little phone tap on her. Thank you.
Yeah, so Rachel out looking for apartments. Robert Hassenpepper, he's not a real person, but he just needs to follow up with her on the application. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi, Rachel. Robert Hassenpepper from Apartments. I was just going over your rental application, wanted to get a few additional details from you.
Oh, okay. What else do you need to know?
Well, under occupation, you listed office manager. What is that exactly?
Well, it pretty much just means that I'm the assistant to a real estate agent. I basically just kind of run his office for him.
Okay, and you've been doing that a while?
I guess a couple years now. I do some temp work sometimes, too, on the side.
Okay, all right. Is this how you pictured your career going, 5 years ago?
I'm sorry. I don't really see what that has to do with anything, but, I mean, I'm happy with where I'm at right now.
Okay. Well, just I feel like you could be in management by now if you just, applied yourself.
I'm sorry. I really don't feel comfortable talking about this.
Well, I don't know if I'd be happy, but anyway, moving on. What can you tell me the kind of music you like?
I, again, don't see what this really has to do with renting an apartment, but I like all kinds of music.
Okay, you see, Rachel, we're a very close-knit community here, and I like to make sure that your tastes are in line with everybody else's. We do a talent show, by the way, every month down in the common area. do you have any particular talents?
I sing sometimes, I guess.
Oh, you sing. Oh, that's wonderful. Well, Agnes in 3G, she trained her cats to jump through hoops. It makes me laugh every time. So anyways, the plumbing in the apartments is pretty good, but you do have a plunger, don't you?
What?
Yeah, but I should hope that, I don't really want to get into something where I'm just going in knowing that there's going to be problems with the plumbing.
Well, my point is, Rachel, are you pretty regular?
I'm sorry. That is absolutely crossing the line.
Well, your sister warned us that you'd fly off the handle like you're doing when we spoke to her.
I'm sorry. Did you say my sister?
Well, we had to check up on you and use her as a reference.
How would you have even gotten her number? This is literally the creepiest phone call I've ever received, ever been a part of. I don't understand what this has to do with getting an apartment. I'm sorry.
Well, Rachel, before you freak out anymore, your sister did write us here at the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX and let us know that it was your birthday, so to mess with you a little bit.
Oh my gosh, my sister, I'm gonna kill her. I feel so stupid.
No. You reacted just how I would have reacted too. It's crazy.
Thanks.
Oh, you know what? We should get her a new plunger for her birthday.
We do. We should get her a plunger.
With this logoed. Can we logo
a logo, some plungers, maybe a karaoke machine for her to practice. Yes. All right. There you go.
That's a line of merch we hadn't considered before. I think we're onto something.
I think we can make $1 million.
We could.
$1 million. 99.7 DJX phone tap. Ben and Kelly, good morning, 99.7 DJX. Feel good. Every hour we give you feel good stories. What up with this, Kelly?
So this is so cute. We go across the pond where we meet Matthew Lloyd. He's a dad of 50 years old. 5 years ago, he's gifted a cheese making kit that cost $4.99 by his sister-in-law.
Keeps on giving right there.
That's right. I mean, this doesn't it kind of feel like I need to get Matthew something, how about this cheese-making kit?
There you go.
He might like it.
Again, probably thought this is the gift that keeps on giving.
Exactly. Just got the stuff that'll make, one batch of cheese, right? Well, he ended up loving it so much, he started experimenting with different varieties and flavors, and Nelly sells cheese from his backyard creamery called The Rennet Works in Shropshire, England.
Wow.
Isn't that cool? So he's working towards making this full time. He said, some people hit middle age and buy golf clubs. I bought massive pots and a micro lab.
Well, there you go.
He kind of dove into researching, reading books, watching stuff on the internet, trying to learn all the nuances of cheese making. Wow. And get this, he's even won some awards after entering the Cheese and Dairy Awards last year.
Wow.
Out of 5,500 cheeses from around the world, he won Best Soft Cheese with Favorings in Great Britain and Best International Novice Award.
Would you look at that?
Look at that.
Would you look at that?
And he's already supplying a local deli and two high-class cheese shops with several of his creations.
That's insane.
I know. Out of a $4.99 kit.
Again, gift that keeps on giving right there.
He went all in and really built this impressive creamery where he is making some magic in the cheese world apparently, and is hopefully going to just make it his full-time gig.
This is so cool.
Yeah, exactly. And now I'm sure his sister-in-law is like, see, best gift ever.
I love it.
Probably. You can see it. We tweeted it at Ben and Kelly Show on X.
It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 JX. Let's try this again without Emily interrupting us while we're trying to do our setting the bar story.
Rude.
Yeah, it was weird. Our monitor in our headphones is a little bit different than our on over the air monitor, just because there's a little bit of a delay. So just kind of giving you a little behind the curtain sort of thing there. But yeah,
computers attack.
Yes. Let's
we'll blame it on Ellen. Emily. Rude.
Yeah, we're just going to blame it on her, who pre-recorded something a long time ago for
and this, it decided to air.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So let's do our setting the bar story. All right.
All right. Let's do that, because it's an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
And look, I don't even fault Daniel, who is literally the center of attention here at this with this story. But if you can manage,
and typically that is not the case, because typically you are in the spotlight because of your choice.
Right, right. But if you can manage to make it through the day without driving without a license plate, when you're test driving a car, you're doing okay.
What the heck? Wait a second. Daniel is a potential customer test driving a car.
Yes.
And gets in trouble.
Yes. Apparently, we are supposed to check that the dealer puts a temporary tag on the car that you test drive.
This is the dealer's fault, not the potential customer.
No, I know, but here it is. Daniel pulled over, given a citation there in Texas, while operating a vehicle without a license plate while going for a test drive.
That's crazy.
Yes.
That's the dealership. I'd be like, take it up with the dealership, not my car.
Here's Daniel talking about it.
When he stopped me, he asked for my driver's license. And he says, the reason why I stopped you is because you don't have a license plate in the back. And he said, this has been ongoing with these dealers, and we've been getting on these guys for doing that. In order for us to make them abide, we're going to start citing the customers. It does upset me that, you know, I'm in the middle of this feud.
So if you pick that up right, it means that there was a feud between the dealerships and law enforcement. And
so now they're like, okay, fine. We're going to try to hit you in the pocketbook by ticketing your potential customers. Mm-hmm. They're probably not then going to buy a car from you. And then maybe you'll start listening.
There
so
you
go. Mentality?
That's the mentality.
Wow.
I know. And
that's
poor
harsh.
Poor Daniel's sitting there going, so I got to pay this?
So I would listen, if I were the salesperson dealing with Daniel, I would offer to pay that up. And then I'd go directly to my manager and be like, you're reimbursing me. And y'all better work that out.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal
is. My business.
I was going to say, I don't know what the deal is. Like,
don't they have like a deal where they get like enough of those? They're magnetic. You just slap them on whatever car's going out, right?
Listen, I don't know what happens in Texas. I know what happens around here, and that is the case around here, where you just put a magnetic license plate on, bing, bang,
right, so
boom, you're done.
Yes.
You're good.
Okay.
Anyways, that's your setting the bar story. And
wow,
again,
poor Daniel.
I know.
Should we start a GoFundMe? I feel bad. How bad's a ticket?
I don't know. Okay. He got just a ticket for a citation for operating a vehicle without a license plate. So I don't know how hefty a fine that is, but still, again, like you said, if I were the dealership, I would offer to cover that and then try to figure out
get your ducks in a row.
Yeah, try to figure something out between you and the dealership so that it doesn't happen again.
That is redonkulous.
All right, so there you go. That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. All right. By the way, still to come, we have a follow-up for you on that whole Ariana Grande Elvira drama that was going down, we told you about yesterday.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
I can almost see Ariana Grande's eyes rolling a little bit, maybe. When she said what she said.
All right. We'll fill you in coming up next. 99.7 JX. 99.7 JX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Ariana Grande jumped on a remix of that song with The Weeknd. Die for You there. You know, we had this story yesterday about Ariana Grande and Elvira. And it was because Elvira, who we talk about maybe once a year, and it's around this time of year because she's, what is she?
She's called the Mistress of the Dark.
Yeah, Mistress of the Dark, right, right.
Yeah, so this kind of came out at like Knott's Berry Farm, and they were kind of doing a little Q&A, and she was talking about interactions with famous people, and apparently this happened like 7 years ago, and she kind of told this unflattering story about Ariana Grande being a little snotty to her and kind of refusing to take a picture. And so, of course, this gets back to Ari, and she is not denying it. And she's actually kind of saying, I don't even remember getting the chance to meet you because I had an anxiety attack.
Oh,
and she said, to my memory, I left before the rest of my family.
Yeah, so she, so she kind of apologized.
In a
sort of, I don't remember it, but I'm sorry if it happened sort of way.
Right, exactly.
So that's, I guess that's better than nothing.
I mean, at the time, so it really kind of stemmed around Elvira took pictures with everybody in Ari's group.
Yeah.
And then
when
it came to her, Ari's like, I don't take pictures.
Right.
I was like, really? All you had to do was just smile, say cheese, take a picture.
Yep.
Like, how hard is that?
All right. So, there's the update. There's more at WDJX.com. Also on WDJX.com, our podcast, which you can catch a lot from the show. If you're hearing it now and you missed earlier, we were talking about the craziest places that you've ever snuck into. And, I mean, there were some fun stories, including Rob, who we never got to. He said, back in the day, I used to sneak into my high school. Used to find unlocked doors, just get in. Eventually raided a few keys from teachers' drawers and gained access to about half the school. Okay, Rob.
Rob? Well, at least he didn't get in and change grades and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Matthew had already said, snuck into Millionaire's Row Derby 2019. Yep. That seems to be one of those stories that Louvillians tell, right?
Yeah, but Tanya's probably one of the most hardcore stories, going to see another movie with no ticket.
You mean leaving?
You bought a ticket to see one movie, and then afterwards, let's just go into this theater. This one looks good, too. Double feature for the present one.
We're going to go into this one. That's funny. So anyways, we had a lot of stories about that, which was pretty good. And then the getting involved with someone who literally lives like a couple doors down from you in an apartment
same
building.
Same apartment complex, same hallway. She's kind of like, hey. Like, if this doesn't work out, this would get real awkward having to, like, run into him, like, probably daily.
Right. So,
is it worth it?
I mean, we all kind of said, yeah. Yeah, it's worth it.
They've been friends for a year, so she should, probably know.
Or friendly for a year, yes.
Yes. Yeah, they've kind of hung out occasionally. But I just question, are there flirty vibes between you? If so, then look at exploring it. But if he's never given you any indication, you're just kind of mulling it over now? We need to second guess.
And then there was the whole female doctor when you're a dude issue and more on the podcast. So you can catch up there. WDJX.com. Tap listen.
And the walk-in freezer came up several times on the show.
Listen.
The walk-in freezer.
There are plenty of us who have worked in the food industry who understand that what
That's
happens in the walk-in freezer stays in the walk-in freezer.
Until it gets brought up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K show.
That's right. All right, guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.